Well, good afternoon. I'm going to go ahead and call us to order. This is a public hearing on a request to vacate right-of-way in what was billed as all those portions of publicly dedicated streets lying between East 48th Street and the northerly margin of East 52nd Street within the Swan Creek Park boundaries. So we've got a lot to consider just in terms of quantity with this one today. And that description is what was in the preliminary report that was filed with my office by the city's Public Works Rural Property Services Division on January 6th of this year, 2020, as a proposed exhibit in this hearing, which is taking place January 30th today, 2020, and we are convening on the record at just after 1:30 p.m., which is the time and also the date noticed for today's hearing. We are present in the City Council Chamber, 747 Market Street in the city of Tacoma, in the Tacoma Municipal Building, which is the location that was noticed for today's hearing. My name is Jeff Capel. I'm the City of Tacoma's hearing examiner. I'll be presiding in the hearing today. This hearing is a public hearing in all senses, in that it is open for anyone of the public who wants to come in and attend and observe, but also for interested parties to give public testimony regarding the proposed street vacation if they choose to do so. And I will note that it doesn't look like we're going to have a whole lot of public testimony on this one today, unless we have a bunch of people show up after the notice time of 1:30, because it's now 1:32, and it looks like we only have representatives from the parties here. The parties being the City of Tacoma, and typically the petitioner in a street vacation petition is an abutting property owner, and this one, from what I've been able to gather by looking at the city's exhibits submitted pre-hearing, the sole abutting property owner in this one looks to be the Metropolitan Park District, which is a municipal corporation under Washington law, insofar as all of these right-of-way segments proposed for vacation are surrounded and included within real property that the Metropolitan Park District owns. And you can speak to that later, but I have gone over the city's exhibits prior to the hearing, and that's what it looks like to me. You can disabuse me of any wrong notions in that if I am indeed wrong with it. Let me take appearances from the parties, and then I'll go over the procedure that we're going to take today. Who do we have here from the City of Tacoma today?
Susie Rogers, Senior Real Estate Officer, on behalf of Real Property Services, Department of Public Works.
All right, and for the Metropolitan Park District?
Okay. Christy Evans, I'm a Program Manager, Project Manager for Metro Parks.
Okay, and can you spell your last name for me?
E-V-A-N-S.
Evans, okay, I was hearing it right. And Chris with a C?
Christy with a K.
Christy with a K. K-R-I-S-T-I?
Correct.
All right, got it. And Ms. Evans, you have authority from the Metropolitan Parks District to represent it for purposes of today's hearing, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so the process for today's hearing is that even though the petitioner bears the burden of proof, which I'll address in a minute, the city goes first by hearing examiner rule, and the city makes a presentation typically regarding what it did in terms of receiving the petition, reviewing the petition, and often makes a recommendation based on whether the city's review has determined that the petition meets the requirements in the Tacoma Municipal Code, both in Title IX and in the Revised Code of Washington, the RCW, at 3579, which governs street vacations. The city doesn't always make a recommendation, but typically makes a recommendation as to whether it thinks those criteria, which are largely the same in the TMC and the RCW, whether it meets those criteria and whether the vacation should be approved or not. Ms. Rogers, I'm assuming you're the only one making a presentation today. The city doesn't have any other witnesses?
That's correct.
Okay. Short and sweet, that's fine. And Ms. Evans, I presume that Metro Parks doesn't have any other witnesses it's intending to offer today besides yourself?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm guessing we probably won't need it, but to the extent that once the city makes its presentation, the petitioner wants to cross-examine the city on anything that it has presented, you have the opportunity to do so. You certainly don't have to. That's the opportunity for questions and clarification. And if you're really good at it, you can use it as a form of showing your disagreement with things the city says. But it's not the time to do that in anything other than the form of a question. And if you don't have cross-examination questions, that's perfectly fine. If there are cross-examination questions, the city can take the opportunity to do some redirect testimony that would address things that come up in cross-examination. Either side, prior to making your presentation, you have the opportunity to make an opening argument if you choose to do so. You don't have to. Opening argument is as often as not in a street vacation petition waived, and we just go straight into testimony. Once the city is done, then the petitioner, Metropolitan Parks District of Tacoma, can make its presentation at that point. The city also has the opportunity to cross-examine if it needs clarification on anything that's presented in the petitioner's case in chief. Metro Parks would be offered the opportunity for redirect if there is cross-examination as well. Once that is done, we usually go into our public testimony portion of the hearing. Nobody's here right now, so I'm guessing we're just going to dispense with that. But if we have somebody show up, I'll do a little bit more explanation for how that's supposed to happen. Testimony from the parties is taken under oath and under penalty of perjury, so I will swear you in before you testify. So if you are wishing to make an opening statement before you offer testimony, let me know, and I won't swear you in because argument is not evidence unless you're in an impeachment proceeding, and then the whole thing gets muddled. But anyway, enough of the semi-political commentary. So any questions from the parties about the procedure we're going to go through? Actually, before you do that, because you might have questions on this, I did note that the petitioner bears the burden of proof to show that the vacation petition meets the criteria set out in Tacoma Municipal Code 922, as well as the criteria in RCW 3579. That said, usually the city's presentation covers a lot of that, and the city usually makes a bit of a presentation about whether it thinks those criteria are met. And so oftentimes the petitioner doesn't have a whole lot to add if the city is recommending approval. You don't have to say it twice in order for it to be on the record. And I will also note at this point, since we don't have any members of the public here, the information that's in the city's preliminary report, assuming that the petitioner doesn't have any objection to that coming in and being made part of the record as an exhibit, doesn't need to be read in to be in. Once that happens, it's already in. So maybe we should just address that at this point. Prior to today's hearing, the city submitted exhibits that have been marked C1 through C6 at this point. I'm assuming the petitioner has a copy of those exhibits from the city. Is that correct, Ms. Evans?
Correct.
And you've had the opportunity to review those?
Yes.
Do you have any objection to those coming in and being made part of the record?
No.
And given there's no objection then, I would certainly entertain a motion from the city for those to be admitted and made part of the record. Does the city so move?
Yes.
All right. With the motion being made and there being no objection from the petitioner, the city's exhibit C1 through C6 will be admitted and made part of the record. And given that they are admitted and made part of the record now, I will restate again that the information that is in the preliminary report is now part of the record. It doesn't need to be read into the record to be part of the record at the hearing. And oftentimes when there are members of the public who are here to testify, Real Property Services, the city's representative, will go over that verbally anyway for the benefit of informing those who are here to testify about the city's review and what the city ascertained as part of that. But we don't have anybody here today, so you know, you really don't need to read it in for it to be in. I've read it prior to the hearing. I've gone over all the city's submissions prior to the hearing. And so, you know, it's in. It might sound better when you're reading it than me reading it on the page, but, you know, it's the same information, presumably. If there are things that you want to testify about and elaborate on, that's certainly fine. And to the extent you want to read it all in, you can, but you certainly don't have to. So again, I keep straying away from the burden of proof. The burden of proof is by a preponderance of the evidence, which is a pretty low standard in the law. It's basically a more likely than not standard. And ultimately, that burden rests with the petitioner, Metro Parks, to show that the criteria have been met for vacating these areas of right-of-way. Again, you've got the city's C1 through C6. You've reviewed those. Those are now part of the record. I've reviewed them all prior to the hearing. And so really, I'm just looking for the parties to give me anything additional or clarify or elaborate, and I may have a question or two. Does the petitioner have any additional exhibits it's wanting to submit and make part of the record?
No.
Okay. And you don't have to, just checking. Sometimes that happens. Parties by hearing examiner rule are actually supposed to submit things a week ahead, but that doesn't always happen. So any questions from the parties then before we get underway with presentations? Anything from the city?
Nothing from the city.
Anything from Metro Parks?
No.
All right. So Ms. Rogers, are you wishing to make an opening statement before you go into your presentation?
The city elects to forego making a formal presentation.
I'm sorry?
The city elects to forego making a formal presentation.
Okay, so you're going to just forego.
Yes.
And nothing additional to add, nothing I need to swear you in. It's just C1 through C6, essentially?
Yes, the city has nothing further to add at this time.
Okay. Well, let me swear you in anyway, because I want to just ask a couple of quick questions I don't think are too difficult, but I want to just make sure on a couple of things. So if you'd raise your right hand, please. Do you swear and affirm that the testimony I'm about to elicit from you will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. I have to swear at somebody before these are done, swear in. So I want to just make sure I'm understanding the city's submissions correctly. All these areas of right-of-way that are delineated as the petition for vacation area, these are right-of-way areas that were platted back in kind of what I'll call the initial sweep of platting throughout the city of Tacoma, late 1800s vintage, early 1900s vintage, and they've never been opened or improved as right-of-way, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I may have missed it, but and to the extent you want to defer this to Ms. Evans, that's fine too. Do we know when the park was first opened as a park?
I would have to defer that.
Okay. So I didn't see it in the city's report, but I may have missed it. I'm assuming it's been a while. All right. And so the yellow public notice sign that was posted at South Tacoma Way and Union Avenue, that was the only thing that was done on the 26th of November. Everything else was on December 19th, is that correct? I'm looking at section C of the report. I'm guessing maybe you didn't do all that. That was Ms. Van Allen who took care of the public notices.
That's correct.
Okay.
Real Property Services, in conjunction with the City of Tacoma Clerk's Office, issued the following public notices. The yellow public notice signs on November 26th.
Then I've got that. It just looks like just the one sign was on the 26th and everything else on the 19th.
That's, yes.
Okay. I have a couple additional questions, but I'll torture Ms. Evans with those. Nothing else to add then, Ms. Rogers?
No, the city has nothing further to add at this time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'm assuming no cross-examination based on my questions to Ms. Rogers. Is that a fair assumption, Ms. Evans?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So now would be the time for Metro Parks to make its presentation. I don't know if you're wanting to present anything separately or if you just are ready to move to being subjected to my one or two questions.
No report.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to swear you in because your answers to my questions are supposed to be done under penalty of perjury and under oath and all that. So, having raised your right hand, do you swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give as part of this proceeding today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. So going back to my prior question, do you know how long this area has been improved and open to the public as a park?
I do not have the exact date, but it was in the 60s.
In the 1960s?
60s.
Okay. So then, Ms. Rogers, you're still under oath, too. I'm going to ping-pong here a little bit. These right-of-way areas, then, after being platted, just sat unused for, well, probably a good half century, then. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. So park opened probably in the 1960s, platted a good space of time before that. Ms. Evans, the city has noted in its report at section G, where it's analyzing the criterion for street vacation from TMC 922070, and the city lists that this vacation will be a public benefit because it reduces the city's maintenance expenditures potentially. I'm not even going to ask, but I'm guessing the city hasn't really done a whole lot in the way of right-of-way maintenance in here. Maybe you could speak to this. I'm assuming that Metro Parks views this, you know, Metro Parks also being a public service municipal corporation, that you might view it as a public benefit also because it increases the certainty of Metro Parks being able to continue to use this for park purposes and does away with the potentiality for the city to come in and say, hey, we're going to open up a bunch of right-of-way in the middle of your park. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement.
Okay. Just scanning to make sure I don't have any additional questions here. Ms. Rogers, no public utilities down in any of the right-of-way areas here. No need for easement reservations, correct?
No.
All right. Well, I don't think I have any additional questions then, and given that still no one has showed up from the public to testify, it looks like we're pretty well done. Maybe a new record for shortness in my time with this. Is the city wishing to make a closing statement?
No.
How about Metro Parks?
I would just like to close to say that this will very much benefit the Park District, and we do have plans right now to enhance this area, and some of those streets will actually disappear and come back to natural state, and some are going to be for bike and ped for the park to be more usable. So I think it is a very good thing.
All right. Anything that's currently platted as right-of-way being used for right-of-way purposes within here?
Nope. There's no vehicular traffic in this park at all.
Yeah, and from looking at the city's Exhibit C2, it looks like there are maybe some trails and pathways through the area, but that they don't even line up with the platted right-of-ways in any event.
Yeah, some of the right-of-ways actually go into the current mountain bike area.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for your presentation, such as they were today. Nothing too lengthy, which is okay. And unless there are any questions or other procedural matters that we need to address here at the end, I think we're good to go. Anything else from the city?
No.
Anything from the petitioner?
No.
I will note for your benefit, Ms. Evans, and maybe you already know this, street vacations in the state of Washington are considered legislative acts, and I'm not the city's legislative body, but I am tasked by that legislative body, the city council, with conducting the requisite public hearing on the way to their consideration of a street vacation petition and acting on it legislatively through an ordinance. So I'm not the decision maker, but I hear the public testimony and I synthesize all that into findings and conclusions and a written recommendation that goes to the city council, and the city council considers whether to approve the vacation petition or deny it. They don't have to follow my recommendation. They usually do, but not always. And they would do that usually as part of their consent agenda on a regularly convened Tuesday night city council meeting. So once I'm done with the findings, conclusion, recommendation, which I would guess in this one's not going to take me more than a week, it'll be forwarded on to the council with a request for them to act on it, and then it'll be scheduled for a council meeting. My guess is this one will probably be on their schedule before the end of the month, and I'm sort of fudging forward a little bit, calling the month February as opposed to January, which we're in the waning moments of. So if not, it would be on early March, would be my guess. So anyway, that's all I have. Once I have the written recommendation together, we'll send out a scan to each of you. I presume we have your contact information, Ms. Evans?
Yes.
Okay. We're trying to do things electronically in our office now, both with filings and with things that issue from my office. So we'll send you out a scan of that as soon as it's out. Like I said, it should be out probably no later than next Thursday, unless something odd happens. Again, thank you for being here, and I'll wish you a good rest of your afternoon. Go off the record.
Thank you.
Both the chief.